Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the University of Central Florida, offering their Master's of Science in Data Analytics program. Designed to enhance skills in data analysis and machine learning, the new Artificial Intelligence track offers specialized courses to deepen understanding of AI technologies and their applications. More at ce.ucf.edu/data.
This is Engage. I'm Sharon Stone with a story that's a little lighter than the usual news cycle. Next week, the Southern Fried Poetry Slam is taking over Central Florida. More than 200 poets will compete for cash, prizes, and bragging rights across nearly a dozen venues between the 9th and the 13th of this month. The Southern Fried Poetry Slam started in Asheville, North Carolina in 1993. Over the years, the festival grew and started to travel, choosing one city in the southern region of the United States. This year, the 34th annual slam, Orlando was chosen for the first time. Sean Welcome is a poet, speaker, and co-founder of the Literary Arts Council of Central Florida and the Southern Fried Poetry Slam's ambassador for Orlando. Sean, what does it mean for you that it's coming to Central Florida?
Man, it has been a dream for me. I'm telling you, Sharon, I went to the National Poetry Slam for the first time in 2006 in Austin, Texas, and I'd never seen that caliber of talent and community building and just voices from around the country spending a week together. There's no experience like it. And so to be here 20 years later, to be on the organizing side of bringing the 34th annual Southern Fried Poetry Slam Festival here for the very first time, it's a dream come true, and I am excited about poets from around the country experiencing the city of Orlando and the surrounding area. I'm excited about the poets from around the country having an opportunity to experience the legacy of Zora Neale Hurston in the town of Eatonville and her literary contribution. There's a kickoff event that we're going to have there inside of the Eatonville Branch Library.
Eatonville, I want to ask you about the venues. This is spread across Central Florida. Will you talk about the importance of performing in Eatonville?
Eatonville, Florida was the first Black municipality in the United States. And that community has existed since then, since 1887. And for a predominantly Black poetry slam festival, especially with Southern Fried's own roots of how it got started, I thought personally that would be a huge disservice to not include Eatonville in that experience here, given the history, right? So the kickoff event is called Revive Zora. We commissioned five Black women poets, including our City of Orlando's Poet Laureate, Kamara Gaither, to create poems based on the literary works of Zora Neale Hurston. Right. And we would do that between having a live band inside of a library with food and music and dancing and drumming, really trying to bridge the generations. Right. So there's children's programming in another room. And it's a way to kind of strengthen the community around the arts and make it be a heavily like educational experience. Right. And reimagine what a library can evoke in a person.
Looking at this festival, it's not just a competition. Like you mentioned, you've got the workshops, open mics, the community events. Why is it important that it's bigger than just the competition itself to you?
I think that's the real difference with Southern Fried. I think it's not only about the competition. Like, there's people who have poems that are real nerdish. They talk about weird, witty stuff. And then that is a community in and of itself. And there is the Nerd Slam that'll be hosted by a gentleman named LJ. There's like a fun kind of community building thing around people who have that type of content. Same thing for people who write really short poems, like haikus. There's a community of short form writers that can, you know, hang out and talk about their process. So the community aspect is really essential to Southern Fried Poetry Slam. It is a way for poets and volunteers to build connections when they go back to their cities, to have relationships that extend beyond the experience that we have here. So bringing people together, exposing all of that to our community who maybe have no idea, never heard of a poetry slam or open mic or anything like that, they can say, oh, wow, this is a whole community right here that I was totally unaware of. One of the things that I'm really proud about is that we have mental health volunteers throughout this festival. So there's decompression spaces or people who have performance anxiety or, you know, they're triggered by something that they hear. We've intentionally put spaces in each one of the venues for people to step away and take a breath. So Kamara Gaither, our City of Orlando's Poet Laureate, is also a mental health therapist. She's organized some volunteers to help with that. There's a lot to think about that goes into organizing an event like this, but my hope is that people would have a safe and enjoyable time.
You've been in Orlando's poetry community for years. Can you tell me, does anything feel different about the scene now compared to when you started?
So social media has definitely, I think, had an impact on what the public sees about poetry. So like when I started at a Dandelion back in 2006, I mean, we didn't have Instagram, you know, or like posting performances and stuff like that. It was really like, it's like you had to be there kind of thing, right? And even though social media existed, it just wasn't as prevalent as maybe it is today. And so there's just a lot more, I think, visibility in terms of performances, being able to connect in that way without having to actually like pull up at the venue.
Sean, is there something different about being in the room and the energy of a slam?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
What do you not get from a video that you do experience in person?
It is the difference between a stage play and a movie. That would be the closest metaphor that I can think of. When you're watching a poet that has 3 minutes and 10 seconds to bring you into a story, to bring you into a concept, to perform it in a way that moves you in one way or the other with no music, no props, that requires a level of communication and skill and talent that is only 100% experience being in the room. And outside of that, I mean, you can watch stuff. You can be moved with watching things online, but there's nothing like being in a room. There's nothing like an audience collective response to a line and feeling that goosebump, right? There's nothing like a live concert, right? Where, you know, and I'm using that as just like another analogy, but you know, being in the space is just, it's totally different. And, you know, from like back in the day, like pre-social media, you know, it was even that much more visceral, you know, it was just, you had to be there kind of thing. So, you know, so it is just really nostalgic, like just being with each other, being with humans, having conversations in person. I think it's something that we really missed during COVID, right? And really begin to like understand how necessary that is for us feeling alive, right? So yeah, nothing like being in a room. But I mean, I think that's kind of like just the best way I could describe it.
Poet Sean Welcome is the Orlando ambassador for the Southern Fried Poetry Slam. It kicks off Tuesday. We'll have information and links on our website, cfpublic.org. Engage is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Richard Copeland is our senior producer. I'm Sharon Stone. You can reach us anytime with questions, comments, or story ideas. Send an email to engage@cfpublic.org. Thanks for listening.